This is the Jill Bennett Show on 980 CKNW.
Well, we have been talking about an investigation that is underway. It is being done at the office of BC's ombudsperson, looking into whether or not students in this province, including students with disabilities, are being excluded from school and, in fact, left behind. We talked to Jay Chalk earlier this week. He announced that his office had received complaints and that every district in the province would be part of this investigation. Parents and families were being invited to express their views as well. We also talked to Clint Johnston. He is the president of the BC Teachers Federation. He joined us on the program yesterday and said this.
It's certainly no surprise to us. We've been aware for a long time that we're working in a system right now, teachers, that is underfunded to an extent that is impacting the supports that are available for students like this. And it's really unfortunate because nobody in the schools wants children to be home missing out on education. We want them to be there every day so we can support them and get them the education they deserve. But it isn't a surprise to us, unfortunately, that this is the situation right now. Just happy that the ombudsperson has taken this on as something to look into.
Well, joining me now is Tammy Murphy, the president of QP728. Tammy, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thanks, Jill. Thank you for having me.
And if I'm remembering correctly, I know you're the union president, but do you also work as an educational assistant?
Yes. So when I'm not doing my president job, I have been an IESW or an education assistant for 27 years.
Is it any surprise to you that these concerns have been raised with the ombudsperson and that there is an investigation underway about students being excluded?
No, it wasn't a surprise to me at all. We actually had talked about this. We had done interviews in December about this, and that was one of the things I brought up, was that, you know, a lot of times kids with diverse needs aren't included in the way that they should be included in classes.
What does that look like? Because it seems like there can be a range of exclusion. Is it that to kids, some kids are taken to other classrooms, other parts of the school? Are they're not included in what's happening in the classroom where they are? What does it actually look like?
So a lot of what we see is that we're having kids that are being excluded due to the fact that we don't have enough staff to be able to deal with them. So inclusion looks different in every classroom. So to be specific on things, I couldn't, but I know that there are places where, you know, you have classrooms set up for an individual student because they're having such trouble in the classroom. They're very dysregulated, so they have a different place to go. The schools are such a busy and complex place now, Jill. It is absolutely, it's insane to be able to put a specific on any, because it is so diverse. Like the types of inclusions that happen in the district are so diverse because we just don't have the funding to keep kids where they need to be and the place, the space to put them where they need to be, right?
Right. We've even been hearing from parents as well, saying not only are there cases where students are removed from the classroom, but parents are told you have to come and pick up your child, that there isn't an assistant here. We don't have the environment that works for your child. Does that come as a surprise to you at all?
I was just discussing this with someone yesterday. So, no, it doesn't surprise me at all. And this all comes down to the funding and being able to have the funding allocated to where it needs to go, right? We have this problem throughout districts where we have funding that's not allocated. We need allocations for children with diverse needs. We need allocation to maintain buildings. We need allocations. And I think we have too much autonomy in our districts to be able to decide where to spend things. And I think that this kind of funding needs to be changed, and the model needs to change to include. I've been doing this for 27 years. It has changed so much, the whole way that the system has gone. It went from the way I started in, it went to really bad, it got better. And now as we proceed, we just don't seem to be able to fund and properly take care of the kids that we need the way that we need to. It's not individualized anymore. And that was one of the things I talked about. We focus on individual education for students. Everybody learns differently, and we're not able to maintain that. There's not enough teachers. there's not enough space to spread the teachers out in classrooms. There's not enough IESWs or EAs. There's just not enough of anybody. We don't even have enough electricians in our district. There's no funding and no people in these jobs to be able to make this a successful system right now.
If there was funding, are there people that could be hired? Are there enough people in the field as far as educational assistants to bring them into the schools?
Well, so, and that's another thing we're struggling with right now. There isn't enough IESWs right now, but that's because I think the fact of the burnout is happening right now. So people are going into the job and they're afraid the burnout's happening. There's not enough staff to be able to be there now. So people are burning out quicker and people are leaving the profession just as fast as they're coming in. Like, that is a huge issue. We hear people leaving all the time. They've been at the school for a couple of years and they're like, no, we can't do this anymore. It's too hard.
So is there a model on what it should look like? You said that it used to be done it was done on an individual basis, because I would think too, the needs of different students there would be a huge range there. Is there a model on what needs are and what level of assistance or what level of help should be in the school?
So there used to be more of a, and there's never been the perfect model, let me state that. I know when I first started, if there was a different type of disability would be funded a different way, like autism would be funded a little bit higher. If we had people who had physical needs to be met, there was a funding level for that. And that kind of changed. And I get why it changed, because then we're kind of pigeonholing things. But I think really what needs to be done is there needs to be a focus on the individual plans. We have individual education plans set up for kids that can't be followed, because in the plan it says, you know, this kid needs two people to work with them during the day because they struggle with this. And we have maybe one person working with them, if we're lucky, or half a person. Like, we can't meet the needs of the individual kids because we do not have enough staff, because we can't afford to get enough staff in.
Do you think that this investigation by the ombudsman, and again, Jay Chalk, ombudsperson, Jay Chalk asking for parents, educators, for anybody with knowledge of this to help and to be part of this investigation, do you think that it will it shine a light on what's happening, or could it actually make change?
I hope not only does it shine a light, which it will shine a light on 100%, I hope that it makes change. I hope that it induces a reaction where people go, this isn't okay. Because as an EA, I've been saying this for years. It's not okay. The system is not okay. It's broken. We're not getting what we need. The kids are not getting what they need. And let's be honest, anyone who works in the school system isn't doing it for the money. They're doing it for the kids. We don't get paid enough to be able to do it for that. And we're not supporting the kids properly. Every kid needs a proper public education, and we are not providing it properly. So I implore parents, please come out and talk about your experiences. I think that there's nothing that could be better than that, to try and get them to start funding us directly, having a direct funding system, maybe having a little bit more say in how the districts are spending their money, so that we're not having, you know, a top heavy system when we need more people on the ground working.
All right, Tammy Murphy, thanks for coming back on the show and sharing your thoughts on this. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Jill.
That is Tammy Murphy, president of QP 728, also talking about what it's like being an educational assistant in the school system. We